Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, Scott Spears, Angie Evers, back with you here on a getaway Friday night, 12 minutes past the hour, September the 2nd, 2022. We'll try to get the Facebook Live up and running again here on WGH Talk, but the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Hey, I got the number right that time, 740-751-4038. And we're having a good time during the breaks playing with the dogs. Houston and Puppy are both here. I've been having a good time on this getaway Friday night. How did you get the dogs? Did we ever go over that? I don't think we ever did go over that.
Puppy came from the Marion County Humane Society. Well, you call it Marion Area Humane Society. Houston came from the Delaware County Humane Society. And then I've had, well, the two dogs that Mom have, Trixie, she came from the dog pound, and then Scooter, he came from the Wyandotte County Humane Society.
I mean, why did you pick these dogs?
Well, because Bubby was just shaking in her cage. She still shakes because she's part Chihuahua. But, yeah, she was sad.
And Houston?
Houston was sad, too. He had just had hernia surgery. 2 days before I got him, so he was just curled up in a ball, laying on his bed, and if you've ever been to, like, a shelter, all the dogs bark, and they go crazy when people come in. Well, poor little Houston was curled up in his bed and didn't make a sound. And I thought, oh, he's a good dog. He's not going to bark. He's quiet. He had me fooled.
Well, Houston, really.
But he was very sad. He was very depressed. Both the dogs were very depressed.
Well, they certainly are not depressed anymore.
Nope. Trixie, she was, I don't know. My dad was still alive when we got Trixie, so, but. And then the other dog we had was Moses. He came from the dog pound also here in Marion County.
Now, which
Moses and Trixie were, like, best friends. But Moses passed away, gosh, last year? Was it last year?
I think so. Last year or the year before.
Yeah. I got Moses from the pound. And then, I mean, I think I've rescued all the dogs that we've had. If you take me into a shelter, I will probably walk out with a dog.
Well, that's because you have a big heart for people and animals.
Well, if I had a fence, I'd probably have more dogs. Does anybody want to build me a fence? I need a fence.
I could build a fence.
Can you?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
You have doubts?
Maybe.
You know, I'm going to go back at some point and play a show. 2 years when we started doing these shows. I think you used to be nicer to me.
Maybe.
Have you turned?
Yeah.
You've gotten an anger toward me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I did not mean to bring out the anger in you.
Well, I mean, have you ever built a fence?
Yes.
Have you? I have a post hole digger at my house.
What kind of fence do you want? Like cyclone fence or a wooden fence? So a wooden fence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that way, if I get a big dog, they won't jump away. Jump over the fence.
Well, I don't think that would be that difficult.
Although, I do feed all the strays, I think, in my neighborhood. Stray cats, I should say. So. And, you know, I feed possums and raccoons probably, too, because, you know, they like cat food.
See, that's having a big heart.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't mean to say feed the other animals.
Well, no, but I mean, you set it out there for strays. Most people don't do that.
Yeah, but, I mean, I know there's certain strays that come to the house, so I can't not feed them.
Well, some people do. Some people avoid strays.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I could take them and get them fixed, if I could catch them, but they run away. To help solve the pet population. But I took care of a stray cat, and his name was Fangs. And my neighbor to the north also took care of him, and she called him George. So, but he got sick one day. He liked to fight. He had these big fangs, which is why we called him Fangs. But he would come in the house, and he was like an old house cat. And I really liked him. But he would wander the neighborhood, and he would just get in all these fights. And then, I don't know, one day I think he got beat up pretty bad. But, I don't know, he disappeared. But, I will tell you, there is a cat that looks just like him, and I'm calling him Baby Fangs, because it has to be his offspring.
Is this one of the strays that you feed now?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, I call him Baby Fangs.
So it keeps on going.
Unfortunately.
Well, it'll probably always be that way.
If I could catch them. This cat, he was old. I mean, the Fangs, he was an old cat. I did get him to the vet one time because I thought he was going to die, but we saved him.
Well, thank goodness he didn't die.
No, but I'm pretty sure he's long gone by now. But
well, in the end, we'll be all long gone. You know, that's what medicine is, just prolonging the inevitable for everybody. Which, you know, is important, I think. No?
Sometimes.
Well, I was thinking about this the other day. Maybe it's because I was under the weather this week. I thought, you know, if somebody, I don't like this when they tell you you're going to die. They say, well, you've got like 6 months left. First of all, if anybody ever, I would throw the doctor out the window. Because if you only had 6 months to live, what are you worried about, the trial? I'd say, well, you only got about 6 minutes left to live. And I just, whoop, out the window with that doctor. So, at that point, I think I would, because you always want to have some kind of control. I think at that point, I would take one of those California right to die pills.
Oh, did they do?
Well, yes, I could not live with that on my mind for 6 months. That I was going to die. I'd just go off. I wouldn't tell anybody. I'd get the right to die pill.
You would not do that.
I wouldn't do what?
You wouldn't do that. Because you're the big R.
Well, right, but if they tell you you're going to kick the bucket, I don't want to sit there thinking about kicking the bucket for 6 months. I forget that. I don't understand why they tell people stuff like that. Why would you tell somebody that?
A doctor to lie to
yes.
you?
Yes. I want to be completely dopey if I'm going to be holding out.
I mean, you can go on hospice.
Right, but
so
I see.
Why would you?
But I don't want to know that. See, I don't want to know any of that. Because, see, that when you make, if you have to make that decision yourself, you know that bad things are coming. I don't want that to be the last days of my life. I want to go quick. I just want to be walking one day and go face down.
I don't think you have that choice.
Well, if you take the right to die pill, you do. Well, I think there are two ways to go. The only way you linger is if you have an illness. And if you have an illness that you know is going to kill you, you can take that right to die pill. This is why Dr. Kevorkian was so popular.
Right, which I know people would like that, but I'm just saying you wouldn't do that.
Well, I don't know. I want to be resuscitated if I can get her, but I don't, like, see, I don't understand people who are not resuscitatable. Like, oh, if I have a heart attack, don't resuscitate me. Well, you can recover from a heart attack.
Well, it depends.
Well, right, but I would, like, here's where this all came from, by the way. This all came from the resuscitation orders. Because a lot of times they will say, well, they'll break your ribs. And I keep thinking to myself, well, a dead person can't feel broken ribs. So if you don't make it, who cares if they broke your ribs? The only way you know that they broke your ribs is if you lived. And if you live, then why wasn't it worth it? If I live through whatever they give me, and I'm with it enough to know that I have broken ribs, then I think it was probably worth the chance.
Okay.
But that's not how some people look at it. They go, well, let's not resuscitate the person because they might break their ribs.
Well, maybe people don't want to go through that.
But see, isn't that the same thing as, like, the right to die, then? Because you're saying you could save me, but I don't want to go through that.
I mean, some people just want to die naturally.
See, I don't know. It's a very particular situation, because I have had relatives who went on hospice when they were not dying. They were not pronounced dead. They weren't dying of anything. But they just did not want to be treated anymore.
Okay, but if you weren't being treated for whatever, then you would just pass naturally.
Right, but if they would have shipped them to the hospital, chances are they would have lived. I mean, and I've seen that a lot. Now, I think hospice is a great thing for people who have an illness that they're not going to bounce back from. But if there's a chance you could bounce back and it's not going to be too traumatic, I don't know why you just wouldn't want to take that chance. Now, if the hospital comes to you and says, listen, there's nothing we can do here, well, that's different. I don't know. I think families have this discussion all internally. And nothing brings out a good fight like somebody dying. I've seen more families get in more fights that cause more bad blood when somebody is in their last stages. That's one of the main things that causes friction in a family. But it passes. And life goes on.
And so does the person.
Well, eventually. Well, we all will. See, that's the thing. That's why you can't be fearful of it. It's there. You know it's coming. And that's that. Just no show. No show. I don't like the show. Now, when it comes to Ohio, what's your favorite spot?
Ohio?
Yeah.
I don't know. My favorite spot.
Place to go.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I like to go up to the lake.
Now, what is it that is, because that's a kind of a happy place for you. So what is calming about the lake for you?
Just the lake? I mean, I'm sure the ocean would be too if I ever made it to the ocean. I haven't been to the ocean in 10 years.
Well, we were at the ocean in New York. We crossed right over it, Lincoln Tunnel, or under it.
Well, I wouldn't consider, that's like walking through Central Park. When we walked to the side of Central Park, we didn't walk through Central Park. We walked to the side of Central Park.
I don't know. At that point, it was, At that point, it was raining, and there was a lot going on. It was a very dreary day. Is there some big difference between the edge of Central Park and walking through Central Park?
Yeah, we were on a road. We weren't in Central Park.
But there are roads in Central Park. If you look at the map of Central Park, there are roads that go through it.
Well, I don't call walking, like, on a road, like, Central Park.
See, I think this is where the confusion is. Central Park is not like a park.
Well, I'm talking the park where you would walk through Central Park.
Right.
We were on a road, walking...
Right, but it was a road that went through the center of the park. Because Central Park starts at...
I don't think you went through the center of the park. It went to the side. We were to the side of Central Park.
Well, you got...
I'm going to pull Central Park up.
Yeah, there are roads that run through it. Because people jog through the park.
Okay, but are you going to drive where people jog?
Oh, people do in New York. The taxi cabs do. Because Central Park is... Okay, like...
Okay, somebody call. Call that has been to Central Park. And do people... Do cab drivers drive through Central Park?
Yeah. There are roads there. Because Central Park is named Central Park because it's in the center of Manhattan.
I'm talking, like, the actual park.
Right.
I'm going to pull up Central...
Yeah,
I'm going to pull up Central Park on Google Maps.
There are roads that run through it. It's not just a grassy knoll.
I'm going to call Phil Donahue.
Well, he's the one who gave the directions to get through Central Park.
Well, he probably thought we were driving. No.
Somebody did.
We probably Googled it.
All's I know, it turned out okay. That's the important part.
Well...
And by the way, if you would like to call in, if you're out there listening, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you on this getaway Friday night. Because Central Park starts at First Avenue. And,
I mean, I've only been to New York that one time, and it was only for, like, we were only there for, like, 4 hours.
Right.
We weren't there long at all. So, I mean, I don't know the area, but I want to see a map of Central Park.
Isn't there a map of Manhattan?
No, I just want to look at the park.
Well, it's in Manhattan. It's in Midtown. See, there are roads there. Curveballs.
Well, I don't know.
Is that a map? The map of Central Park.
I'm going to have to look at it.
Because people get carriage rides through Central Park. That's a big thing.
Okay, but that's different than, like, cars.
Well, but a carriage can't go on grass.
Well, I'm sure there's, like, pathways.
Why is this such a sticking point with you?
Because you always say we went to Central Park.
We did go to Central Park.
But no, we didn't.
We didn't?
No.
We were on... Because we had to get to the east side of New York. And we were on the west side. We had to go east. And we either went through the park or we went over the park. Because we walked from one end to the other.
See, I think we walked... Do you remember where we parked? What road?
No.
Were we on, like, 106th Street?
I don't remember where we parked. I know it was in front of a pizza place. Yeah, we got pizza that night.
But that's not where we parked.
Oh, the first time... No, I don't remember. We parked in a parking garage.
See, I think we walked along the edge.
Let's see here.
Like there. I think we were at the...
Right there. See, there's the roads that run through it. Traverse Road number 4, 86th Street, Traverse Road, that goes through Central Park. 79th Street goes through Central Park. 72nd Street goes through Central Park. 65th Street goes through Central Park. See?
I know, but I want to see a picture. I gotta pull it up on the map.
All you gotta do is look at Fifth Avenue, right there. See? Central. That's where Phil Donahue's place is. On Fifth Avenue. Found out which one of these buildings was his, you would know what road we walked through. So we did. We walked through Central Park. Remember? Because we were on one side, had to take that road through, and then we popped out on the other side, and his building was right over there. Because this is where his building was, on Park Avenue. And we were over here on 72nd, because we were over by Tavern on the Green. So we just found the nearest road to go from one side to the other, and walked through, and then we were over on Park Avenue.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I still don't think that, like, we didn't see any park. Like, it was like a wall. We walked alongside a wall.
Well, I think that's kind of how it is. Central Park is not your typical park. Now, after Park Avenue, we walked north, so we didn't go back through the park then. Now, that was walking along the edge of the park.
Yeah, but the opposite, like, the other direction.
Right, because then we went to Times Square, which was north, completely to the north. And then after Times Square, walked back to the parking garage and got the car, then went to the pizza place, and then left. Went back to the Lincoln Tunnel. But it was much easier than Philadelphia. That is for sure.
Yeah, I'll never drive in Philadelphia again.
After all this time, we have finally solved the mystery of, are there roads through Central Park?
Yeah, but I mean, just like, but where we weren't like on the, we didn't walk through. I don't know if anybody understands what I'm trying to say. Like, we didn't walk through Central Park. We were walking on a road.
So what would you say? I mean, I'm serious. Now, how would you describe it then?
We were walking on a road, and there was, like, a wall. And, I mean, we could see the park.
So what would you say, where would you say that road was?
All the way at the end of the park, on the side. Like, no. It would be on the side.
Because Park Avenue doesn't run on the start of the park. We would have never been able to walk to Phil Donahue's place if we had been walking on the edge of the park.
I don't know. I'm sure people are tired of hearing us talk about Central Park.
Well, they got to hear us talk about something. God knows it has to be something. I don't know. I think people are interested in New York. A lot of people have never been there. And it's a fascinating place. It's like its own little community.
I mean, it would be neat to go back, but, I mean, I'd like to spend more time there to actually see things. I mean, we just did a quick walkthrough on the sidewalks. We didn't go in anywhere.
Well, it was raining, and it was at night. And it was a Sunday. And it was during COVID.
Right. There was, like, nobody out.
There was a lot of things against that particular trip, but we did go to Times Square. We did go to some gift shops. We did see Central Park. We did go to Park Avenue. We did go into a penthouse. We did go past Trump Tower. We did go over to Rockefeller Center. We did go to Radio City Music Hall.
Yeah, I mean, we walked by everything.
Well, those things you can't really go in unless there's something going on. Like, unless there's a show going on. And in Times Square, there's nothing to go in. It's just there.
Yeah.
And we did go inside Rockefeller Center. Just nothing was in there. I mean, there wasn't anything going on a Sunday. No shows taping or anything. It's kind of like Ben Franklin's grave. You just go to it.
Well, they had the cemetery closed, too.
I wonder who goes and unlocks that every day. I wonder if somebody guards it.
We just missed, like, everything. I mean, Philadelphia is a neat place, but, I mean, I'm not driving there again, so who knows if I'll ever get there again.
I'm sure you will.
We'd have to take a bus tour.
It'll be. You're just having a little anxiety about driving this last...
Oh, no, I told you that I wasn't going to drive anyway to Pennsylvania or to Philadelphia ever again.
Well, no, that was...
horrible.
Yeah, and I don't... That's no big deal.
We almost got crushed. It was just...
Well, there was a lot of construction going on that particular day. I don't think Philadelphia is normally like that.
It's bad.
Well, New York is...
I've been to Philadelphia, like, probably a few times. And I, you know...
Bad every time?
Yeah.
But you keep going back.
I'm sure.
There you go. You'll be back, see? It all heals
over.
Yeah,
but I've never driven. I mean, that was the only time I ever drove. But I will not do that again.
Well, but you didn't get hit or anything.
Almost.
But that wouldn't have been your fault.
No, but...
I don't think those were traumatizing days. I think at the time you thought they were fun.
Well, I don't think driving in Philadelphia was fun. I think you and I were both stressed that day.
Well, I don't think driving anywhere is fun. I don't think the drive is ever the fun part of anything. You know, I don't think driving to Toledo is fun. I think it's what you do at the places that make it fun.
I know, but driving, like, for me, is exhausting. Like, it just wears me out.
I don't know how you ended up driving that. Well, that was the trip that you had kind of planned to Hershey. And then we just ended up going to the buffet. And I don't know how we ended up in Philadelphia. I don't know why that happened. I know why we ended up in New York, but I don't remember how or why Philadelphia got on the agenda. But I did like Hershey. I have to say that if you are going to take a trip, that is a very cool place to go. Easy driving inside Hershey. That's not a big city at all. Nice little restaurants. I like the theme park. There wasn't anything about Hershey that I did not like. I thought Hershey was a great place. I can see why people lived there and enjoy themselves. And there's just a lot of personality in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
And candy bars?
Well, that was probably my favorite part of that trip. I mean, aside from the penthouse and Phil Donahue, I really liked Hershey better than I liked Philadelphia or... that's like touristy stuff. Hershey wasn't, to me, very touristy. It was...
Well, the town?
Yeah, the town doesn't seem like a tourist town to me.
Not really.
That's why I liked it.
I mean, you have the Hershey factory.
Right, I mean, that's a tourist attraction. But other than that, the rest of the town does not seem based in tourism.
Well, it's really close to all the, Amish country. So...
Like, I really like that. It's like Toledo. You know, I like Toledo. Because Toledo is not a hugely busy town. It's not like Columbus. It's pretty easy to navigate. Cleveland is a lot easier to navigate than Columbus.
Is it?
Oh, the last time we were in Cleveland, that was an easy trip. I know it was easy because...
But you weren't driving.
No, but I remember we went to a lot of places, and I don't ever remember being in a...
I think Sean drove.
No, it was you and I, because we went to the library.
Oh,
we went
okay.
to the television
but
station.
But we did go to Cleveland with Sean.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we went to the Hall of Fame.
So all the good times have been wiped out because of the driving experiences.
Yes.
Trauma. I didn't realize this was coming. So you never complained, ever. If I'd known that you did not like it, we would have done something else.
Well, I've never been big on driving.
But you never said that, though. It was never, like, ever came up. I don't know why it never came up.
Well, I don't know. I'm pretty sure you knew I didn't like to drive.
Well, no, I'll tell you, it all started when we started taking trips on the weekend, on Saturdays. And you would always say, I'll drive. And I thought, oh, okay. So that's just kind of how it went. Because you said, I know how to get... Because the first trip I planned was to Sandusky. And we went to all these places. But obviously, that's not a bad drive. But after that, you would say, well, I want to go to Amish country, or I want to go to...
Well, I don't mind driving to Amish country. I don't mind driving those places because I've been there. I do not like driving on the big highways, like down in Columbus. I don't like it.
But until like 6 months ago, for the first year and a half, I don't think this ever came up. And then, like 6 months ago, something happened, and it became a very big issue. But that's okay. I don't mind driving. Yeah. I've driven the last few places we've went.
Because I have had no car.
Yeah, but I don't mind driving. I haven't put up, like, an argument about it, said I'm not driving. It was never because I didn't want to drive. It was really just you usually... And a lot of times we were dropping people off places, or picking people up, or things like that were going on. You'd say, well, let's go down here, and you would drop your daughter off, and then we would just go ahead somewhere.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's... I don't mind that. I'm not big on driving in big cities.
Well, I don't really have any plans to go any big cities soon, so I think we're okay. I don't, you know, last year we did all that. We went to Philadelphia. We went to New York. I don't really know any big cities. See, I'm not into big cities right now, to be honest with you. I told you, like, this past week I was looking at Hocking Hills. Now, to me, that seems interesting. I even told you when we went to Hershey, I said, I wish we would have spent more time in Hershey instead of at Philadelphia and New York.
Well, I mean, we really didn't have a lot of time. We left on a what, Friday?
Right. Came back on Tuesday.
I thought we drove.
Maybe it was Monday.
Yeah. I know, so, we didn't. I mean, we were only gone. Like, because it would have been off work.
No, I think you took that day off because I remember I was at the radio station and you were already. Because we left as soon as I got out of the radio station at 1.
Maybe it took half a day. I don't know. But still, so that means we would have got there Friday night. And then we went to, what, Philadelphia on Saturday? And
Sunday.
Then...
Sunday. Saturday we did Hershey. Saturday we did the museum and all that. Sunday is when we went to Philadelphia and New York.
We did both of those in one day.
Did we?
That's what you're saying.
No, you're right. We did Philadelphia because we went to the buffet on Saturday.
Right,
yeah.
Before we went to Hershey.
So Philadelphia would have been Saturday.
Before we went to Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's right.
And then we went to New York on Sunday.
See, what I would have done, obviously I would not have missed the penthouse thing because that was a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and New York was not busy. But I probably would have skipped out on Philadelphia and just went back to Hershey on Saturday night and spent time there because I thought that was fun. And I feel, because on Monday before we left, we were still trying to do things in Hershey that we didn't get to do. Like, the first time we ate in Hershey was right before we left.
Breakfast?
Yeah. And then we went down to that very cool antique place.
Yeah.
And so we really didn't get to do a lot in Hershey. Hey, Brenda, how's it going? So I think it's just a matter of perspective. But it's hard when you're on vacation like that. You want to do everything.
Yeah, I just think it was just too much driving for me because I drove the whole time. And driving to Hershey, then driving to Philadelphia, back to Hershey, then to New York, and then back to Hershey, then that was just too much, and then home.
Well, like I say, I don't think I would do that again. I think I would have just went to Hershey and stayed there. I cannot remember for the life of me how we ended up in Philadelphia. I don't remember why. Anyway.
Maybe because we were only like an hour from Philly?
Could have been. But yeah, I think on the way to Philadelphia is when we learned that the New York thing was going to happen. So I think that also kind of squeezed thing because that came late in the trip. But it all turned out. Nobody got killed. We all made it back. We went to every place we said we were going to go. We found everything. You know, you got to figure in the course of 2 days, we went to the Hershey Museum. We went to the Big Buffet. We went to Independence Hall. We went to Ben Franklin's grave. We went to the Liberty Bell. We went to Central Park. We went to Times Square. We went to Phil Donahue's penthouse. We went to Rockefeller Center. Went to Radio City Music Hall. You know, that's a pretty busy 3-day period. And there was no trauma. You know, we were not killed or
almost.
Were we almost killed?
We were almost crushed.
I don't know if we would have got crushed.
We would have gotten crushed in Philadelphia. A truck was backing up.
Well, I remember. Thank God you honked the horn. That was good, smart of you.
Yeah, I didn't want to get crunched.
Well, I don't think anybody wanted to get crunched.
I mean, to be in a car accident when you're that far away from home, and what do you do?
Well, you know, driving is just one of those things. It seems like people either really love it or really hate it.
I mean, I guess when I've gone places, somebody else has always driven, so. I don't mind driving little places, but. Big places? Nah.
Well, like I said, I don't know that there are any big, huge places on the agenda. Is there a big place you want to go?
No.
There you go.
I mean, I'd go to California, but if I had a plane ticket.
You have to drive.
I am not driving to California.
I mean, you'd have to drive in California.
I would take a train to California.
No, I mean, you have to. Once you get there, you gotta have a car.
Well, what do I gotta have a car for? I got a son that's in California.
Well, yeah, but what if he's doing things?
Well, I'll take his car.
You'd be driving in California.
Well, I don't think I'd venture very far.
I don't know. California is an...
I'd want to go to the ocean.
I think it'll all turn out okay. I just think there's been a lot of trauma with you in cars lately. And it's brought on a lot of anxiety. And I think now that you look back on these things, you say, how did I do that? Why did I do that? Because all this anxiety is there right now. You know what it's like? There's always trauma involved in something. Like when I went to New York with Sean and Terry, there was trauma involved in that trip. But I don't think about it now. I just think about the good stuff that went on. I don't want to remember the traumas.
I think your brain and my brain are wired completely different.
Why is that?
Well, because you remember good, I remember bad.
So you don't remember any of the good stuff about any of these trips?
Well, yeah. I mean, some things.
But it's the bad that sticks out at you.
Yeah.
See, I don't want to do that. I don't want to remember the bad in life.
I don't know. Some people are just wired that way.
I mean, I guess I can... I mean, I don't. I guess I just don't see it as horribly traumatic. I can see not wanting to drive, but I wouldn't see that as a trauma.
No, I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't want to ever travel again. I mean, I wouldn't want to travel like 8 hours on the road at a time. I don't like driving like that because I get sleepy driving.
Well, I don't think that'll happen again. Now that people are aware of the situation, once you're aware, knowledge is power. When you know better, you do better. Like, I did not know you liked to skate. You've never said to me ever. Let's go to the skating rink.
Well, I mean, I don't really want to break a hip if I fall.
Well, now, wait a second. Now, you told me a minute ago you were a good skater and everything was going to be...
Well, I am, but you never know.
Oh, my. Now you don't want to go to the skating rink. I think there's just some indecisiveness here lately. It'll pass. It'll pass. All things pass. That is the one thing in life. Life keeps moving forward. Can't go backwards. Can't go back and fix something.
No.
So you just have to let it be what it was, and then go on and worry about tomorrow.
Right.
Can't fix yesterday, today's today, and worry about tomorrow tomorrow. I think that's a good philosophy. Well, my philosophy in life, when people ask, is this too shall pass. And it always does. No matter what it is, it does pass because life always is going forward.
Thank goodness.
Right, I mean, even bad...
I mean, thank goodness we don't go backwards.
Yeah, but even bad moods. Moods are tough. I mean, when you get in a mood, it is tough to change it. Especially people who suffer with chronic moods. But it does pass. Because if it didn't pass, you would be that way all your life. But nobody is that way all their life. Eventually it lifts. It's like weather. You know, it can be gray and dark for a long time, but eventually it'll part. Because I can't believe that it's, you know, it's like, I'll tell you what it's like. You ever step on something, like a push pin, and you get it in your foot? Well, that's not pleasant. And you didn't mean to do it. But you're not going to walk around with that push pin in your foot all day, even though it's going to hurt to pull it out. You pull it out. And then your foot heals, and you're fine eventually. You're not going to just walk around with that push pin in your foot.
Maybe.
You are a ray of sunshine tonight. But it's okay.
I like to be a ray of sunshine.
You are! I'm kidding with you. It's...
I said, uh-huh.
Wham! Have you had a bad day?
No. I'm just tired. It's hard for me to stay up till 10 o'clock. I want to go to bed at, like, 9.
Well, that's, you know, but you're not usually in bed by 9.
Well, I'm trying to relax to go to bed. I mean, I'm usually have my eyes closed around 10 o'clock. I'm not out and about.
It'll all be okay. I think, because usually everything's hunky-dory. I think this is just an odd week. But we've had a lot of good conversations. You know, that's the interesting thing. You end up having conversations that you probably would not heretofore have had. And that's what life is. I think it's problem solving. Sometimes it's, you know, there were days I remember doing this show not feeling great at all.
But, like, you can talk. I cannot talk. Like, I am not a talker.
But you are.
Not really.
Do you remember the letters we used to get after you took over the show? Talking about how the people were horrible before and people liked listening to you. I still have those cards somewhere. I think you don't give yourself enough credit in the whole thing. And I've listened back to some of these shows and they sound fine. I think people are just in the moment hypercritical. I remember when we first started doing them how nervous you were. You passed that a long time ago. You're not nearly as nervous now about it. At the beginning, you said you never spoke on the radio. You'd never done anything like that. Certainly not for that amount of time.
But, I mean, I'm not that type of person, though. Like, I'm not that type of person to talk all the time and just make things up out of my head. Like, I just don't do that.
Well, I don't think you have to when you have somebody else there. It's just kind of a conversation between us. I think that's all this show ever was, even with the people before. I can never remember having a guest unless the other person was absent. I wouldn't want to sit here for 2 hours by myself and try to make things up out of my head. But when you have somebody else around, you can just kind of go back and forth. And I think that's why people like this show, because it is small talk. It's not like we're talking about what happened in the news. We're not talking about what everybody else is talking about on television. We're not doing trivia. We are just having a regular conversation that two people would have.
I'm sure that's not very interesting to people, though.
You would be surprised how many people say, are you going to be on tonight? I mean, we would have people calling in the break, remember? And say, I enjoy that show. I'm enjoying the show. It's always been small talk. People like small talk because that's what they're doing at home. They're having small talk. I think sometimes people get overloaded with the news and a show. This is not a show. This is a, really, just, we don't plan anything. Whatever comes up, comes up. And I think it ends up being okay. And I think that's why it's been popular.
Houston says he's sleepy.
Well, I've only got 2 minutes left. I think we've only got 2 minutes left.
Say, I'm sleepy.
90 seconds left. The excitement's heavy. So you're off to Upper tomorrow for a soccer game.
Yep.
That'll be exciting. You excited?
Yep.
Could be a win.
Well, we hope. I mean, Nally's been playing some on the varsity, so...
Well, that's very cool.
Yeah, soccer's pretty brutal, though, so I just hope she doesn't get an injury. That's.
Luckily, I never got an injury when I played soccer.
Yeah.
I never got an injury in any sport that I played. Baseball or soccer. Luckily.
I mean, Allie's always been good at whatever sport she does, so.
Well, she's a talented kid. I've seen her dance. I've seen her play soccer. You know, she's got a lot of talent, which is very, very good. It's good to have talent.
Yeah, I really don't have talent.
I think you do. You're a talented person. You do a lot of things for a lot of people, and you're very creative.
Not really.
You're even down on yourself tonight. Have some confidence. You're good. Everybody knows you're good. Everybody who's listened. I hope everybody has a wonderful, wonderful night. Stay safe. Take care. Enjoy yourself. For Angie, say goodnight, Angie.
Good night. It is bedtime.
Scott Spears for Angie Everson.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary First Lady of Broadcasting in Marion, Madge Cooper.
If you have a new announcer and he's not from this area, you make sure that before he went on the air the first time, you said, it is not Bucky Russ.
Then got back into radio, and now I'm doing some syndicated shows for Ducks Unlimited and for the Toyota Motor Company.
You got a commercial in there, and you weren't authorized.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
And Madge?